BBC Radio Nottingham.
And it's now 17 minutes past four, where she's been described as a new Enid Blyton with attitude.
Oh, dear.
Yet Buckinghamshire author Carrie King would never have written about her heroine, Joni Pipp. She hadn't found inspiration in Sherwood Forest. And we don't want to make light of this, because it was very important inspiration, and with a sad story as well.
Yes, it was. I'd started writing just a picture book, really, and I'd done my illustrations, and then my husband was killed in a horrific accident. And I really thought, John, I'd never actually write another creative word again. And then I had a lot of encouragement from my family and from my friends and from my psychologist and from my doctor. Mm. And they just said, you know, get on with getting on. But I couldn't write in England. I just couldn't. I tried so hard, but I couldn't. I went to New York and I wrote. The moment I came back, I stopped writing. I went to Vancouver and wrote. And I came back and I stopped writing. Paris.
Why do you think when you came back you stopped?
Because I think it's memories, isn't it? I think England was home and it was just the memories. I mean, I married my childhood sweetheart when I was 19 and desperately in love, crazy in love with him. And when he was killed, I kind of felt I'd died too, you know? Mm. But being in other countries, places that I hadn't been with him, it was easy. But the moment I got back on British soil, I just clammed up again. Mm. Yeah. And then my sister, my beautiful sister, she said, come on, let's go to Centre Parks. And I was in a villa there, and I think she put my laptop in. Yeah. And I just thought, this is ridiculous, and the trees and everything so beautiful there and so peaceful. And so I did get on with getting on, and I finally finished it.
Did they realise at Centre Parks that all this modern creative writing you're doing is happening under their very nose?
Yes. Karen Henderson, who's the general manager, she's really been very supportive once she knew. And I had actually a book signing there in December, which was brilliant. And of course, lots of the pictures in my picture book there are actual direct views from villas. They actually are, you know, direct views from villas.
So. I've got the picture book here. It's called The Life in the Wood with Joni Pipp. You have your picture. Are these your drawings?
They are, yes.
Pretty good,
are you?
Thank you. Not bad at all, those.
I think Brian Moody, he's a top London photographer, said you should exhibit these in the Royal Academy. Because they're massive. The originals, obviously, much, much bigger than that. They're this size, the originals, yeah.
That doesn't mean anything on the radio saying they're this
size.
Oh,
sorry. That's a large rectangle. About, I don't know whether it's a metre by, I don't know, a couple of 18 inches. I don't know what that is.
Tell me more about your heroine then, Joni Pipp.
Oh, she's a brat, an absolute brat. She's born in, she's not born. She's 12 in 1942, so she's born about 1930. And she lives in Bath. And she's from an Anglo-American family. Her father's American. And she's just given all the privileges of life. Not like Harry Potter. He was a very sad lad, wasn't he? But she was very privileged. And I don't know whether you know, John, but Bath was bombed in 1942, April 1942. And 1,200 people died in two nights of the raids.
No, I didn't know that.
And 20,000 people lost their homes. Well, I based the story then because an old friend was actually a child and was there when it happened, and she had to spend the night in the cellar, and so I put Joni Pipp in the cellar, and that's the opening sequence, really. And then her American family moves her to Nottinghamshire, to a little village just outside Edwinstowe. So if anybody knows Edwinstowe, which is only just down the road, I suppose, from here, and she learns through some visitors from the future that if she doesn't start being a nice girl, she will have a very bad future.
That's the basis.
That's just the beginning. That's right. Just the beginning of the quizzion.
Quizzion, yeah. which means
quizzion. A quest and a mission.
A quest and a mission.
A quest and a mission. I call it a quizzion, yeah.
More from Carrie King in a moment. BBC Radio Nottingham with me, John Holmes. Carrie King is sitting opposite me, and In fact, not only is she sitting opposite me, but I've got a book in my hand called The Life in the Wood with Joni Pipp. You've got more coming up on Joni Pipp, though, aren't you? And this isn't the only one, is it?
It's a trilogy.
Yes.
So I'm actually, I've been told to disappear for 3 months by my marketing manager to finish off writing book two, because they want it out in December, because it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've just come back from Cookney Primary School.
I have. It was
what were you doing there?
Wonderful. I was talking with all the members of staff. The headmaster, Chris Powell, made me feel so welcome. It's an old mill. I don't know if you know. It's
no,
I think
I
parts of the
school.
Building. It's over 400 years old, and he gave me the most beautiful tour around the school. It's just lovely. It's set. You know, just set in the most beautiful part of Nottinghamshire, and just immediately by the school is this lovely lake and a swan sitting on her eggs. And it's just so absolutely beautiful. And the children, just so enthusiastic, just so wonderful. Oh. Just did make me laugh slightly because Chris said, have a school dinner, because I really fancied having school dinner. I used to love school dinner.
So did I. Good for you.
And I laughed because I said at one school I went to, they asked me to pay £2.84. Anyway, I got in the queue with all the children, and then one of the dinner ladies said, oh, that'd be £2.19. And I hadn't got any money on me. But then they came rushing up and said, oh, Chris said, you're a guest, you don't have to pay. But it was delicious. Well,
I go back to the days when school dinners were sevenpence. I'm talking old pence.
Oh, God.
Take my tanner and a penny.
Oh, yeah, right. So you didn't have a bowl then, and please, sir, ask for more.
I may have done more, I'll tell you. Carrie, it's lovely to have you in. Carrie King, and yeah, we've got to let you go now back to Centre Park so you can carry on writing.
I can, yeah. And carry on cycling.
Okay. Oh, you do a lot of cycling around there, do you?
Well, it's just lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Anybody, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks
lovely
for coming
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Stay there for the moment because I've got to sign off now the programme.
Oh, right.
I want to say cheerio, you see.
Oh, right.
And give you your books back. All right? Yeah,
I have. I need that one.
I'll pass it over to you now. Okay. There we are. BBC Radio Nottingham at 27 minutes. Oh dear, you're going to cause chaos in here. 27 minutes past four.